kind of claims that religion will make. I don't care how many millions of people ascribe to that particular religion. As long as you can find the grave of Muhammad, as long as you can find the grave of Buddha, as long as you can find the grave of Confucius, those are dead religions. But if you go to Jerusalem today, where they laid his body, he only needed that tomb for 3 days. But on the third day, he came out of that tomb and is today alive. And Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Majesty. Because he lives, friends, we too then shall live again. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4. But because of his great love for us, the Bible says, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. Even when we were dead in transgression, it is by grace that you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Because he lives, we too shall live again, friends. I know in this life, friends, if Jesus tarries, and maybe in another 50, 100 years from now, none of us will be here. Probably, yes, the grave will have claimed us. But I'm telling you this, even if the grave claims us, we shall still live again because Jesus lives. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And when we have been resurrected to be with him, we shall never die again. Why? Because he has defeated death and the grave. We shall live again. And that means, friends, not only physically live with him and not only eternally live with him, but also if there are dead things in our lives, because every now and then, because the Bible says that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Sometimes the enemy will come and kill certain things that are important to us. He may come and kill your relationships. He may come and kill the relationship in your family or even in your marriage. Sometimes he's after your health. Sometimes he's after your business. Sometimes he's after your job. Sometimes he's after things that mean so much to you.